The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Mem Sif Katan Hey, in discussing Hilchos Geizes, cutting in a lengthy Sif Katan, says Aval Ba'ifis, when it comes to birds, Darkon Lahosra Hanitzes Aide Talisha Kamaiba Behema, people pull out the feathers. These are like by an animal with cutting. Therefore, if somebody pulls out a feather from a bird, whether the animal is alive or dead, pulling out the feathers is like is the form of geizes, and therefore is chayiv. And therefore, if we learn Posh Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us, we have to be careful never to pull out the hair from any item made up, any item that's made of hair. And therefore, Posh Pshat, it would be usur to pull out the hair, to pluck out, let's say you're getting a piece of chicken, and you want to eat the skin of the chicken, but on the skin of the chicken, there are feathers. The halacha is that it's considered a melacha deraisa and would be chayiv. And that indeed is the opinion of the Shaul Tshuvas Zayis Ranon, that if somebody plucks out the feathers of a bird you're eating, the Yachayiv of Malachas Geizes. Because as the Mishnah Berurah said, and this is the way all the Rishonim say, the halacha is that it doesn't make a difference if the animal is alive or dead. However, there are Paiskim, based on our Gemari here, in Masechet Chulin, Daf Ein Zayin on a base, that want to suggest that it makes a difference if the bird is cooked or not cooked. Because our Gemara on Daf Ein Zayin on base says that Or Chamor, the skin of a donkey, Shishoka, you cut it, is no longer Metama Thomas Eichlin. And the Gemara says, where do we see it? The Tanya. Ha'or v'ashilya, ematama tumas oichlin. They're not ematama tumas oichlin, the skin or the sack. However, or shashalku, if you cook the skin, v'ashilya shechishiv alea, or a shilya that you thought that you decided you're going to eat, that loch is ematama tumas oichlin. So what do we see from here? That once the skin is cooked, the halacha is that it's not considered skin anymore. At that point, it becomes food. And of course, when eating, there is no concern of geizes. There are achroinim that bring a raya from Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that somebody somehow cooked a cucumber while it's attached to the tree, and then you pluck the cucumber off the tree, so you're still chayiv for kaitzer. So they want to say that from that Yerushalmi Tzaraya, the fact that it was cooked doesn't make a difference regarding whatever the halacha is. So this is a very interesting question. Is there an isser geizes we're pulling out here from a piece of skin of a bird, of a chicken that was already cooked? The Charles Chuvis Oz Nidbru, Chelik Ches Simen Chof, discusses this question, and he takes a very strict position. He says, certainly, to draw a distinction between a live or dead bird has no makar of halacha, that the halacha does, and he says, he quotes a Taz in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, that also says that when it comes to halachas geizes, it doesn't make a difference. The questions that come up in discussing this question, is this considered a malach shen tzricha l'gufa? Because I really don't need the hair, and I don't need the skin, and therefore maybe cleaning the skin would be considered a malach shen tzricha l'gufa. The Aznidbru takes the position that even if you'll consider it a malach shen tzricha l'gufa, it would still be asur midrabanan. And he quotes a Urayim that says specifically that the Isser Geizes applies under all circumstances. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi that we just mentioned. Ramosha, in the Tshuva, in the Shas Tshuva, Igros Moshe Chelik Dalid, Simon Ayin Beis, has a long discussion of different Melachis in Hilchos Shabbos. And in the section that he speaks about, I'm sorry, Simon Ayin Dalet. In the section that he speaks about Beirur, so this was a Shaila that was addressed to Rav Shimon Eider Zatzal. Rav Shimon Eider asked him a series of short Shailas on Hilchos Shabbos, and the question was, are you allowed to take out the small hairs on a bird? So he says, it's not considered Beirur. Beirur, it's certainly not. In terms of geizes, he says, since, interesting chiddush, since the cooking of the skin makes the feathers easier to be taken out, so halachically they're viewed as if they are already removed. And also he says, since there's absolutely no purpose, nobody uses these hairs for any specific person. So the best, he says, would be to somehow be able to remove them as you're eating. If you can't do so, at least remove them. If you remove them by hand immediately before eating, that would be mutter. The Ritzinerov in the Tshuva, Mashal Tshuva Be'er Moshe, Chelik Vav, Simon Mem Ches, also takes a lenient approach. First, he says it's hard to be makel. After all these achronim that we quoted, take a strict approach. But then he quotes a Sefer Chemdis Yisrael that is lenient, and he says that since the bird is cooked already, it could be that the skin now does not have, and it's very much connected to our Gemara, that the skin now does not have a din of or. By cooking the or, the skin becomes an oichel. And since the skin becomes an oichel by cooking it, the halacha of geizes only applies to or, not to oichel. Therefore, he paskins as far as the halacha of geizes is concerned, it doesn't exist because the skin is no longer skin, it's oichel. And as far as the halacha of beirur, he says, as Rav Moshe just said, make sure to pluck out the feathers right before you eat the skin. There's a lengthy tshuva about this question in the Shas Tshuvas Yabi Oimer from Ravadi Yosef, Chelik Hey Simon Lamedalid, and he goes through the various questions. One of the big questions that he discusses is what we mentioned briefly earlier, is this considered a malacha shein tzricha legufo? So he establishes a tremendous chiddush in the halacha malacha shein tzricha legufo. He says that even though we know malacha shein tzricha legufo throughout Shas as machlokes of Yehuda and of Shimon, Yehuda is machmer in malacha shein tzricha legufo. Reb Shimon is Mekel in Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufo. He says, but the Rambam paskins like Reb Yehuda. We paskin like Reb Shimon, but he says, in general, even if we're Machman Hilch Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufo, whenever we're talking about a Toldo, not an Av, we could be more lenient by Malach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufo. So he says that this is so. Pulling out hairs from the skin is certainly malacha shein tzricha legufo. The test is, I would rather not have that skin with the hair. It's not like I'm looking to get the hair. And therefore, that would be considered malacha shein tzricha legufo. And since it's a toldo, we could be makel because it's malacha shein tzricha legufo. He also goes on to say that we have to look at how the malacha looked in the Mishkan when we want to establish what is the malacha here. In the Mishkan, they took out the hairs from the R that they were using to build the Mishkan. They didn't want to have those hairs protruding. Here, I don't need that skin at all. I don't need that hair at all. I'm not looking to have the skin remain at all, and therefore he takes the approach that this would not be considered malacha shein tzricha legufo. He also goes on to say that the halacha of geizus only applies oikedavim migeduloi. Oikedavim migeduloi means that when the object that you're pulling out is getting nourishment from the object that you're pulling it out of. The skin, after the chicken has been cooked, obviously is no longer the feathers are no longer getting any nourishment from that skin. And therefore, he says that there are Rishonim that say that that's not considered the malacha of Geizus. He also goes in to say, we quoted the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi said that if you have a tree that you have a cooked vegetable on it, the halacha is you still can't pull that vegetable off the tree. So you see that even after the cooking is done, there's still a concept of kaitzer. He says you can't compare a tree which is connected to the ground to geizus from skin, which is not connected to anything. Because although maybe after the cucumber is cooked, it's not getting nourishment from the tree, but the tree is still getting nourishment from the ground. Here, the cooked skin is not getting nourishment from anything, and therefore it's not a good comparison, and therefore he is makel to allow the taking off of those, the skin. He also says that these hairs are very makel. So he ends the tshuva by saying, "Ata res l'das sheish kam tzadim l'hakav b'nidah don." There are many reasons to be lenient. The kol halacha shirefefes biyotcha. If we're not sure what the halacha is, tsei re'ei heichat tzibur noig v'noakein. How does the community act? People do this all the time, and therefore one could be lenient.